I feel compelled to just keep on summing it up because the crowd is slightly different every day.
But you get a new chiddush each time,
though. Aid based medrash, belief chiddush.
We're all different every day.
Yeah, also. Because of the also, probably everybody forgot. See, another thing. But the key point of, we're just about to finish Maimer Aleph today, we can make a Siyum. The key point of Maimer Aleph or of Tzaddik is that we are active, we human beings, that is, are active participants in the Maisa Bracious. That's the key point. And everybody has to take their position. He taught us in a very deep Kabbalistic way that there's some people's position is in the world of Maisa. Some people in the higher world of Maisa, which would be, you know, making tefillin and dealing with Gashmius, but on a Kedushadika level. Some people's tachlis is in the world of tefillah, and some people's tachlis is in the world of Torah, and they're keneged, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, but each one of those things are not just like different stuff we're supposed to be doing with our life, you know, it's not like keep us occupied, but adam l'amal yulad means that we are just like malachim are active participants in Hashem's world lamala. We are the active participants in the creation of the world lamata. The Zohar says someplace, here's the Chiddush, Hamachadesh betuvay b'choyoy maise bracious, ayidei razin v'chidushin arises. The Zohar says that it's through our chidushay Torah, which it really says the whole thing, through our chidushay Torah, Kadosh Baruch is machadesh b'choyoy m'tuvay maise bracious. So we explained that learning Torah and teaching Torah and amelus ha-Torah, chidushay Torah, is not in the world of the karka, you know, it's not in the world of plowing and sowing and planting, and it's not even in the world of tefillah and spirituality. But Torah is like really way up there in the code. It's really way up there in the code, and an adjustment in Torah, learning Torah, a chiddush in Torah actually rains down a different kind of a world every single day. So that's something that. That Torah does more so. In other words, you could daven and it's effective to change Gashmias. You could certainly dig a hole, and that's effective to change Gashmias. But if you want to change the Gashmias on a source level, so then you have to change it with Torah. But these are three different parts of Adam L'Amo Yulad and three different parts of the Mechadesh Betuvoy B'choye Maisa Bereshis. So Yadua that the Chafetz Chaim said... repeated it many times that the Chafetz Chaim said that when World War I became very difficult for the Jews, so people wanted to join the army and get involved, participate actively in the military operations, you know, which would be beneficial to the Jews. And the Chafetz Chaim said that's a good thing, but he says, but I could also guarantee you that whatever we're learning here in Radin will affect the decisions in the British Parliament. Meaning that it's MS that getting involved on the level of on the ground, if you will, getting involved on the ground is for sure good, and davening is for sure good. But don't underestimate what we're doing here, because here we're at the source and we're at the cut. So the point is, this is Reb Tzaddik certainly is not necessarily pushing one over the other, but just these are different parts of being active. In the creation, in different parts of being true to the purpose of our creation, zelamala mizeh. And so we spoke about Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Took this nefesh, ruach, neshama, Torah, avoda, gvilas chasad. Torah, avoda, gvilas chasad, at a downward motion. So it all comes down to the same thing. So let's just go. Let's do this quickly. We started yesterday. But this is the upshot of it all, the very practical. Level. The masses, which most people, you know, are being working in the world of Gashmias. I pointed out yesterday, Reb Tzaddik says it before, Shitzutka Satzadik, that it's not an all or nothing thing. All or nothing is a rough go. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was Tarosa Yubnasai. Harbay also gave a also beyond this, but to the whatever extent a person is osik in Torah, so they're affecting the source. Whatever they're osik in tefillah, they're osik. They're affecting the world of Gashmias on that level. It could be a composite of all types of parts of this, but each thing is doing something else. But People that are involved on the ground level all week long. What is their Shabbos? What does it mean to stop creating on Shabbos? What it means to stop creating means stop working. I don't work on Shabbos. People can't work on Shabbos. I ain't going to work on Saturday. Hey, Margishim Kedushas Yov HaShabbos B'Mnuchas Gufam B'Pashtus. It's a Pashut of Shat, right? Like, you know, like the whole week. Sheishas Yov HaTasab Lach Techov Yov HaShvi Tishpais Be'al Molei V'Yigiyai. B'chol Yibay HaBaisa. Now, what's he supposed to do on Shabbos? B'chol Yibay HaBaisa Eloi P'nai Lassub Alibay Avodas Hashem V'Yirosei V'Tirosei. Whole week he's not learning Torah because that's not his thing, right? So now, that's his normal tachlis, let's say, is plowing the field. But Shabbos is the time that he could go and stop doing that and now get involved in something else, which is, you can sort of upgrade on Shabbos, and that's okay. That way, at least you're giving some sustenance to the nefesh, to the neshama. I don't know what he means. Ruchdiyah Shibinafshay. Ruchdiyah Shibinafshay. What does he mean, Ellie? Does he mean the Ruchdiyah of his neshama? We use the two interchangeably, but he doesn't use it interchangeably. So our Ruchdiyah Shibinafshay means on the level of Nefesh. On the level of Nefesh, there also has to be Ruchdiyah. So I believe what he's saying is that, okay, your Tachlis is in the world of Gashmias, but that also needs a Ruchdiyah. There has to be a Ruchniyah Shibinafshah also. That also needs a Ruchniyah. So that's the time for Shabbos. Don't create on Shabbos. Don't work on Shabbos. Don't participate on Shabbos. But get yourself in shape for next week. Put some Ruchniyah Shibinafshah. It's a Meduyah.
What's the Ruchniyah?
Shabbos. Learning Torah.
Torah?
Well.
Or just not doing Malacha.
That's what he said. Next sentence. V'aleya b'yuchud amru chazal. On those people, it says, V'aleya b'yuchud Shabbos v'yom tovim v'alasa k'tayra. Because that's a hafludika thing that for the tachlis of libud haTorah for an ab haaretz on Shabbos is a different tachlis than libud haTorah for a talmud chacham on Shabbos. Different tachlis. So all we know now is about the ab haaretz. And again, I'm saying ab haaretz. I'm not saying it in a derogatory way, but ab haaretz, those who live close to the earth, ab haaretz. So the tachlis is that now I need to. A boost up was
recharge.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. In other words, like, you know, like invigorate my gashmius with ruchnius. I've got to sanctify my ruchnius, my gashmius, my nefesh. What about those that are busy a whole week with avodas Hashem and mitzvahs and Torah? They also stop doing their acts of participation on Shabbos. If you're busy, we're not talking about Libud HaTorah now, we're talking about the practical. You're busy all day with mitzvahs and Torah, let's say you're a sofer, right? Or a Baal Chesed, you know, or ambulance driver, or whatever. You work for Atzolah, you know, so you're busy all day with Torah and mitzvahs, or davening. Let's say you're like a Hasidic Rebbe.
So why is he Torah then?
I mean, he means Torah in a practical way. Look at the word. How to do those mitzvahs is a practical Torah. So they don't do that stuff on Shabbos. Most mitzvahs you can't do on Shabbos. Is that true? Can't do Shiloh HaKad on Shabbos. Can't do Tefillin on Shabbos. Below is about tefillin. It's also not a time for davening. It's great. Shabbos is no time for davening. B'chol Amrinon comes to the weekdays. We say in Brachas Chaf Aleph, Halavai Shiyispal Kol Hayom Kulay. Davening is gevaldik. Halavai we do it all day long. Davening. Well, b'Shabbos Aser Lispal Tefillas Adav. You're not allowed to add any tefillas on Shabbos. And not only that, v'af tefillas chove, even on Shachris and Musaf, the things that we have to daven, shetiknu chachavu b'makav ha-karbonus, you have to daven because karbonus, dilgu kol yud beis ha-mtsoi she-mikra tefillah. We took out the main component of tefillah, which is tefillah. Yes, we're b'shabeich Hashem, yes, we're thanking Hashem, yes, we're remembering the karbonus, but we're not davening. Davening means to ask Hashem, help us, give us refuah, give us parnasa, give us slicha. That we don't do. We took it out. Akasha Shrachim She'ed Zmanam B'Shabbos. Why? Because that... So here we have a Davar Alba. Davening... See, I think that the regular way of thinking about this is if you daven for your own needs on Shabbos, so then you're going to become like Vachadik. You know, like you start thinking about your own needs. You start thinking about business in the middle of davening stuff. But that's not what he's saying. If your level of participation in the Bria is to daven, if that's what you do, so then you can't daven on Shabbos. Because davening on Shabbos means you are continuing to create when Hashem is resting. Stop creating.
I'm having trouble understanding this. Just the mice is covering the distance that our davening on Shabbos is much longer than our davening during the week. So he's going to retard that by saying that, no, that's Shvachos and that's to the Zimra and that's Nishmas, that's not the davening. He's saying that the davening, if the person's tafkid in the world is this middle level of Ruach, which is asking for things, we don't ask on Shabbos. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. There's a lot of things you do when you go to shul and you say Shemot Esrei, but only part of it is davening. I think davening or mispalel. When you say the others, you're not being mispalel. Vaharaya. The Gemara says loy lo bisamer al b'shvacha va'acher kach mispalel. Before she Gemara, you should be bisamer shvacha va'acher kach mispalel. So that is part of the tefillah. The avos is part of the tefillah. Let's talk about the avos. You should say the avos va'acher kach mispalel. Right, achar tefillah tzarich lahoydos. So it's mufurish that the yud base, the middle, is, and we call it even though the modernim like to call it amida, because and they're right because it's not just tefillah, it's not just shemot esrei. It's not really shemot esrei anyway. Amida, this is a standing before Hashem, which has a number of components to it, which is accurate. But the fact of the matter is shemot esrei or Tefillah, as we know it, is about bakasha. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But again, not because I'm not supposed to be asking for my own things on Shabbos or anything like that. Because then you're continuing to work. Stop working. Stop working for a minute. Shabbos, right?
When we
found
brachas, the only reason that they chazal say stop you from saying the 13 bakashas was because of tichur tibur.
That's what the Gemara says. The Zohar says. Because it's a hemshech of malacha. So, if they wanted to sell the idea, tirchu d'tzibur was a good one. But the Gemara says about chazaras hashatz, doesn't it? Also about the tefillah itself.
That was a chazaras hashatz.
We stop even benching, or minhag on Shabbos is to stop benching at al yechasreinu. Because after Aliyah Chasreinu, it's Tefillah Satzmas. That minhag even went sometimes during the week. Uh-huh. Not going to work on Shabbos, I'm machmir all week.
Like bring Shabbos into the week.
It's all God's here.
So once you retire.
Right, all week. Yom Shekulei Shabbos, always stop at Aliyah Chasreinu. I think I mentioned here, that Rav Scheinberg, Shlita, doesn't talk on Shabbos. Came out even in Torah, he doesn't talk. He just doesn't talk on Shabbos for years. I guess 75 years. 70 years hasn't talked on Shabbos. So he said that the pshat is, he doesn't talk a lot about his halachas and tzitzis, but this he did explain. So he said that the Tosfos and Shabbos brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the shita of the Yerushalmi is you're not allowed to talk on Shabbos. And the Chaim Volozhin, his pirush on the in the that we learned it together with Rebellion Weintraub's pirush
in the middle of Nefesh Chaim going
on? No, not the Prokem. Anyways, appears on the Zohar, the Zohar Chadash. Ruchai Volozhin says that the pshat in the Yerushalmi of not talking on Shabbos is because you're not allowed to, if you're avoida, if you're amelus, is in dibur. So being that every word does say this in Nefesh HaChaim also, every word that you say creates Olamos. So Zusiach Tefillah, that's an act of creating on Shabbos. So according to Yerushalmi, you should be Mafsik Dibur on Shabbos because you would be continuing to create.
Can you say that the learning you have to speak out also though?
Right. So we don't pass him like Yerushalmi, first of all, but he's Machmer like the Yerushalmi.
Does
I think I bet.
Talk about his learning on Shabbos?
No. Even Imsak, he just not said.
Really?
Unless Imamish don't understand. Kimat doesn't talk on Shabbos. Huh. I think I told the story that when I was a bacher, I ate there Shabbos, whatever. It was 15 years old.
That's when he told you this.
Right? No, but it would just be him and the rabbi said, Allah Shalom, and he doesn't talk on Shabbos, so it's like very uncomfortable at the table. He doesn't talk on Shabbos. Doesn't experience on Shabbos. It just sits on the saber. He wears a shabbat like it did. And the rabbi said was, making up for it. So she was doing a lot of talking. So, anyways, I was uncomfortable sitting there. So I went into the kitchen with her to help. So I said, "Can I serve your Rosh Hashiva?" So I said to her, "It must be so uncomfortable, that he doesn't talk on Shabbos. Like it must be such an uncomfortable thing." So she said, "Took me 6 months." So she said, "It took me 6 months till she noticed that he doesn't talk." So it's like no big laugh, you mean, but it doesn't talk on Shabbos. But the point is, it has to do with this. It has to do with that there's a continuation of Amelus and talking Shabbos. V'chein Eitzach HaTorah. Now, let's get to the big boys, the guys that are learning Torah. La'amele Torah. This is not mitzvos of Torah say. Amelus HaTorah. Like, what are they supposed to do? Amru. Reb Sheshes Bekaita, Keichet Lekumahaya. Remember that Gemara? Gemara says in Shabbos, which is Moed Aleph. Where is it? Reb Sheshes, if I recall, Reb Sheshes was a blind. Reb Sheshes was Sagi Nahar. Thanks.
He was what?
Blind. Sagi Nahar. I'm Rav Sheshes. Not bad. Kuf Yud Tes, I'm an olive. Sort of open. Actually, yeah, Kuf Yud Tes. Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes Bekaita Moisev Lula Rabbana Hecha de Matya Shimsha. When Rav Sheshes would give Shiurim on Shabbos, is talking about. So when he would give Shiurim on Shabbos, Rashi says, Kishahaya Dorish B'Shabbos. So Bekaita means in the summertime. Mosev lo l'rabbanon hecha demat yeshimsha. He would put the rabbanon, like they would tell them to sit, like in the sun, roast them. Besitva in the stav, and in the winter and fall. Mosev lo l'rabbanon hecha demat yetula. Where Rashi says where they will get shiitzdanenu, where they would catch a cold. Everybody sit in the sun and roast. Everybody sit in the freezing part of the. So they would just leave quickly because he didn't want to teach them too much Torah on Shabbos. He didn't feel it was the right thing to give drushes on Shabbos. The Gemara is in a very difficult Aramaic, so Balabatim don't understand it. You're not supposed to talk long on Shabbos. You're not supposed to give long drushes on Shabbos, but not because of Tircha de Tzibur. Rav Tzadok says you're not supposed to give long, and he was the one. They would sit and listen to.
Shapiro always says American Zach
speak
so much on Shabbos.
Speak so much on
Shabbos. Shabbos.
No, because it's for Amaratzim. That's for Amaratzim. So in other words, if Amaratzim are Isaac and Malacha all week long, so that's what they're supposed to do on Shabbos. But for Bnei Torah that supposedly are learning at a high level all week, so what are you talking so much on Shabbos? That's it's all expensive for them. And so it really depends on who you are, I guess, where you should pray. But I know, like in the United States, it's the minig for Rabbanim to speak a long time and to give another shir after davening, a shir before davening, and because that's the only time people have a chance to learn. People are very busy all week. And here less so, you know, just get me in as quick as possible, get me out as quick as possible. I don't eat my challenge, you know. If you're at home at 10:30, like I get calls from wives, you know, what's going on? Our longest one of the whole big championship. That's like 10:30, you know. Like, what's up with that? I mean, a couple of hovers, you should have it longer. The answer is a place, at least they. But you see, the problem is there's a lot of people that aren't learning all week, and they borrowed this minhag from the people that are learning all week to daven quickly and to leave. But if you're not learning all week, mamish learning all week, which is most people for practical purposes. I mean, I don't know most people around here, but most from Jews can't learn all week, all day, all week. So the pshat is that Shabbos is a day of Torah. So this is really what Reb Tzadik is saying, what to do with Shabbos. He certainly spoke long on Shabbos because each one of these Greek Tzadiks were drushes that he gave on Shabbos. Yeah, they were all on Shabbos. Yeah.
He said this from Arzen.
Well, I'm saying, no, I mean, whoever they were, I mean, he certainly, Reb Tzadik, by the way, went through 20, you know, at different kufas, if you follow his history, his biography, at different kufas, like his first kufa, he was a misnagid. He grew up, he was a Nechad Agra, and then he became a chassid, and then he went through the Yemei Hashtika. So it was for 20 years, I think, he didn't say a word. Not a word. People didn't know there was something wrong with him. And then he became the Rebbe. Because he was writing, so they became the Rebbe. The figure have a quiet Rebbe, but then he didn't stop talking. Like once he became the Rebbe, like he was Abul Siach, like he was talking all the time. Okay, so what's the pshat in Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes Bekaita. So in the summer he used to put him in the sun, and in the winter he used to put him in the cold. Gehechad likuba hayas, so that they should move out fast. Vishab, and over there it says that means Yerusha Amid Beis if you have it there. I beg you, don't be Mechalel Shabbos. Don't be Mechalel Shabbos. Don't sit here and be Mechalel Shabbos. So Kari was a Chilul Shabbos. He calls a Chilul Shabbos. He's Yatridu B'Torah, Be'esek HaTorah, to be busy with learning Torah is Chilul Shabbos. V'haydu, L'fishazehu Amalav Yigiyam Kol Yimois HaShabbos. Because all week they were that was their participation in the bria. Doesn't mean that they should sit like zombies on Shabbos and not do anything. This is a pair of parentheses. Don't get carried away with this. It doesn't mean the whole day you're supposed to eat and drink wine, but tanuge guf levad, sleep. If you're going to do that, better to learn Torah. It's like somebody was saying the other day here, somebody was saying that it says tiskaber kari, you're supposed to get up like right away. But the Mishabura says, it brings to the Rambam, that you shouldn't just jump out of bed. Like it's not healthy to just jump out of bed. You know, like yaduach sas, you know. So Mr. Rav Scheinberg used to always say, he said, you don't have to do a brisker shear on this thing. like this chazanish, like, you know, how long do you have to stay in bed? 2 hours, 4 hours? Like, talk about 10 seconds. Like, it's not a, you know, so like he's saying that this idiot of not being mechadish and Torah, you can't get carried away with that either. If you're talking about somebody that kol machshavas boichay v'libay b'divrei Torah, so he's dealing in source. He's coding. He's source coding, right? Harehu achid b'kutsha bricha yidei ha'tayra b'shabbish u'zman aliyas alamas u'madrega gavaya b'esek ha'tayra ba'amol peh. So now we can come on Shabbos. What's he supposed to do on Shabbos? What's that Talmud Chacham supposed to do on Shabbos? So Madrega Gevoa Be'esek HaTorah Ba'amol Peh, he gets onto a higher level of Esek HaTorah, which is Ba'amol Peh, Yuchel Istabikaz Ba'or Pnei Melech Chayim Mamish. Listen to this. This is what a Talmud Chacham can do on Shabbos. A person who's like Shakua and Torah all day, all week. So on Shabbos, Yuchel Istabikaz Ba'or Pnei Melech Chayim Mamish. In the Or Pnei Melech Chayim Mamish. I would translate, but I don't know what it means. Well, he's ached b'makor chiyusai v'nishmasai. He could unite with the source of his life and the source of his neshama. The words are just he can cleave to the light of the face of the king mamash, and he can unite b'makor chiyusai with the source of his living. V'nishmosei is neshama shu chelik elikei mimal, because be'etzim he's a chelik elikei mimal. He's a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can get back to, if you're learning Torah all week, and you're up on that place, so you can now take it, go up high, go up one. V'hu etzlei uvdin d'chol, v'you read the Madregas Kedusha Shabbos. So for him to learn Torah, just like he learns Torah all week, that's uvdin d'chol. V'yiridam imadregas kedusha Shabbos l'gavayu lasek ba'amol ped divrei Torah b'niglois. For him to talk about nigla, talk about that which is revealed. So, like, look at it this way. Just if you look at it visually, so you have ma'isa, the world of nefesh, the world of ruach, higher. Like, look at it like a cone, and then you have the world of Torah. Now, if you're taking the world of Torah and you're raining it down, so that, like, going down the cone, so that's a nigla. That's nigla, that you're taking things and you're revealing it. So that's chidushei Torah. You're bringing it down. Now it's kind of raining down onto the world. Shabbos, you're not supposed to be creating world. Yeah, creating world. Shabbos, you can just turn it around and find out makor chiyusai. So you can tell me, if you're standing up there on the shpitz anyway, you know, you can get Makor HaChiyusa, you can be Ma'achid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Chacham could be in a whole different place on Shabbos. You've seen it with Tzaddikim. Like one of the big rabbis, big rabbis was the Talmud of the Mezritcher Magid. He used to get like a head taller on Shabbos.
Chaim.
What does it mean?
So is he saying that Shabbos is a relative experience, that if you're, you know, involved in Gashmias all week, that to learn Torah on Shabbos is a good thing? But if you are involved in Torah all week, then perhaps...
Right. Whatever your participation in the creation is, Tikkun Olam, that's what you have to stop doing on Shabbos and do something else.
But it seems like...
And everybody's different.
But it seems like it should be something higher, though. Mm-hmm.
Seems like it should be something higher.
Yeah,
you never go down.
Yeah.
You never go down. But it also seems, I think I'm right about this, that if a higher or lower, that's one thing. But if I'm not building the world spiritually or with my shovel, if I'm not building the world, what am I doing on Shabbos? I'm using it as a time for personal, it's personal time. Personal time in Ruchnias. So it's not a matter of like high or lower, it's a matter of like your tachlis changed now. Because now you're no longer busy with, making the world work better, you know, either through Torah or through tefillah or through... Now you're doing something different. You're being masachid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you're a Talmud Chacham. You're learning Torah if you're an Amaretz. Like what you're doing is... But that's none of that is building the world. You don't build the world on Shabbos. You don't build the world on Shabbos. It's
experience.
What you're.
He didn't tell us what the person who's osik b'sicha and tefillah should do.
Yeah, he didn't tell us that yet, right? So maybe he's going to tell us now.
One thing I'm struggling with here is he's dividing into these neat strati, different packages.
Got it.
But we're kind of a blend, aren't we?
Yeah. Blend makes it complicated.
Yeah.
That's why we don't like blends.
Does he imply that a blend is not appropriate for you to be?
I think in fact, I believe, if I recall, Biber Dala, Biber Hay, he says that's what we are. We're blends. But before we can understand, we have to understand what would happen if we weren't. But I know that it's very confusing once you start saying a little bit of this, a little bit, you know. It's like.
So why is there a heter to be involved with? Things of chesed on Shabbos. Normally we say you can't be involved with things of chol. I can't plan for what I'm going to do tomorrow or what's going on, you know.
But chesed has to take a break from chesed, apparently.
So the heter to be involved with chesed does not apply to a Baal chesed?
Except, look, I mean, practically speaking, if you're a hatzalah guy, you're the only guy who knows how to do that. It's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to even learn.
You can say it's different. That's pikuach nefesh, not Shabbos for that person.
That's right. But you shouldn't be doing it. If your job is to be in charge of Chayis Ezer B'Tzion or something like that, Kupa Shel Tzedakah, so then you should be working on Shabbos. That's should be working on Shabbos. There's no, we don't find anywhere that like some Jews are a lot of work on Shabbos and some Jews are not a lot of work on Shabbos. Only Jews a lot of work on Shabbos are rabbis. We don't find such a thing like, oh, my work is so important, I have a lot of work on Shabbos. Even doctors have a lot of work on Shabbos. Is that there?
Which is a problem.
Why?
Because rabbis don't do all
you mean why they, it's probably why they didn't speak,
Giving drushes is not very
you should come to Abin here.
It's a madriga down for the front.
Okay, let's.
Is that true of Shaysh's? What did he just tell me?
Right, but he did. It's interesting. He gave like they came to learn, so he taught them. It's interesting. Who at Salyum did the Chovi read of Madregas Kedusha Shabbos with Gabay Lassig Babel Pam and the Deeper Terror, but Nigleis Kaymas with Koyach Lassig, Tabachacham at Shabbos has a Tafka Shabbos has a Koyach Lassig, Madregas Kavayos, Viscalois, Soydis, Atara, Bekarav Lavava, Mashi, Efshir Lohait, Sia, Minasava, Vilahutz, Tabachacham, because you're standing there at the Schmitz, has a Koach on Shabbos to understand things that Dafka, because of the Neshama Yisera and everything, understand things for, this is my personal day. I can understand things about the Neshama that I would never understand otherwise. And Osir, E. Efshir, things that are impossible, Lotzia, Minasaf, and Eluchutz, things that you can't even enunciate. You can't even articulate. What a Talmud Chacham is able to understand on Shabbos are non-articulatable ish facts. Well, lovely scholars should be pet clow. There's a Messiah that the I don't know how this fits in, but there's a Messiah that the Nevi'im, the famous Nevi'im, Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, the Nevi'im had the Nevuas on Shabbos, and the Nevuas that they had on Shabbos were the Nevuas that we say in the Haftarah. In other words, the Haftarah is the Nevuah that Yirmiyahu had that Shabbos. So people are always trying to be a kasher to the parsha. Maybe sometimes it's a kasher, sometimes not a kasher. Sometimes it's just there, you know. But it was apparently like, in other words, on Nachamu Avi was set on Parshas Veschana or whatever. That's a couple.
On that Shabbos itself. Yeah. That's not the
Shabbos. On that Shabbos.
Such a
Mesorah.
The Nevuah was that Shabbos. Yeah. He said it on that Shabbos.
I don't know if he said it on that Shabbos. But that's why that's the Mesorah of the Haftarah. And we also say, Ubekarev Kedoshim, She'etzel Mishim, Madregas Kedoshim, Hu Bekarev. Ubekarev Kedoshim, Tisalo, right? So it's very interesting. Bekarev Kedoshim, Tisalo. What does Karev mean? Yeah, very deep inside. Not necessarily, because you have, like this, you have Befi Yisharim, Tisalo. Uvasif Se Sadikim, Tisbarach. How's it go? Uvilshon Chasidim, Tisrobam. Uvikarev, Kedoshim, Tiskadosh, right? So it means to say, you're working inwards. You're working inwards. Befi Yisharim, Befi Lashon. There's different madregas there, but let's just stick with his point. There's different madregas, but kedoshim, it's bekarev. It's not even articulatable. You can't articulate it. It's bekarev kedoshim. It's not befi. It's not belashon. It's very, very deep inside. So what's interesting about that whole shochet ad pizmon is that it refers to it's going. There's a certain hasaga of kedusha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can have on Shabbos, and that's what we're referring to after the nishmas. That's what we're referring to, and that it depends on who you are. Well, are you a yashar? Right. What's the lashon I just brought here? Let's look at it before we go. I didn't look, but I remembered. But in the shla. Leave out this totally non-understandable. Yeah, okay. how this works over here. B'fi yisharib tisraiba v'sifsei tzadikim tisbarach v'vilshoid chasidim tiskadosh v'karev kedoshim tishalol. Okay, so it doesn't work. V'karev kedoshim tishalol. So what he's saying is that there's three things. There's four things. There's yisharib, tzadikim, chasidim, kedoshim. Yisharib, tzadikim, chasidim, kedoshim. Yitzhak. Yitzhak, right? Yisharib, tzadikim, chasidim, kedoshim. So, yisharib, it's one madrega, that's bepeh. Tzadikim, b'sfasayim. Chasidim, b'loshon. Kedoshim is bekarev. So Reb Tzadik is telling right now the karev, if you have the highest madrega of Liban Atar Kol HaShavua, so then your level of kedoshim, tishalol. But tishalol is a sort of a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's bekarev. This is not it's a like, David HaMelech, Kol HaSmoisai Tevarno, Hashem Yichamoicha. It's not something that poetry, that could be yisharim, b'fi yisharim, tisroimam. I could exalt Hashem with my peh, something you can articulate. Sifsei tzadikim tizbarach. So just to get the flavor, just read you just the shla, who quotes Rav Moshe Cordovero. Hinei b'kad, I say just the flavor because I don't, you know, it's hard to know exactly what he means, but hinei b'kad dalad evarim, peh svasayim lashon karev. Peh svasayim lashon karev. It goes together, it's parallel to Dalad Madregas, Yisharim Tzadikim Chasidim Kedoshim, Yitzchak. B'yesh Arba B'nei Shvach. Then there's four ways to be B'shabeach Hashem, right? Tisroimem, Tisbarach, Tiskadosh, Tishalo. Tisroimem is Reish, Tisbarach is Beis, Tiskadosh is Kuf, Tishalo is Hey, Rivka. If Yitzchak is Rivka, the way it works. Yitzchak, Aliba Davis, Yitzchak and Rivka.
Who is the Mechaber of the...
Unknown. I believe that it's attributed to, Shochanan is attributed to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Shochanan. Nishmas is attributed to Peter the Apostle. Okay. I wouldn't joke with you.
Never.
Why do we say it?
It's
good. It's good stuff. All right, Google it.
It's even on
Google it. But I'll cope on him.
Try that on your tour then.
What's wrong? Wait, I understand. There's a whole parsha of just quotes from Bila, but we wake up every morning. When Bila was better.
The Torah put it into the Torah, and Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu was Maksha.
This is in the Siddur.
Question.
Yep. It's not such a, you know, not such a Tzarechian. Okay.
First time you heard it, Rabbi, wasn't it?
Even I'm not used to these radical ideas. you know, wake everybody up every once in a while. It's important. But, Nishmas. If you look, even his name. All right, I don't want to get into it right now. But Shochanan was written by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, I believe. So, says the Rabak, we have Yitzhak, we have Rivka. Raibabos, Raibabos, Bracha, Kedusha, Hallel, Rivka. Ba'inyan she'evarim heim peh malchus loshen yisoid svasayim netzach v'hoid. I'm not going to be master of this, but it's yesh lahasbir. If we wanted to, we could be master. So you're talking about v'haloshen oil of anikshar b'das v'kerev kol b'chidas hadas. So kerev is always das. Kerev is always das. So what you have here is all the spheros. What does it mean? Without going into the detail of it, because it's after 11:30, but without going into the detail of it, the spheros climb, and they climb high. And so chesed is as close down to earth. This is basically the seum of what we're learning. That chesed is as close down to earth as possible. Chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, hoid, yesoid, malchus. So it's a very strange tree, because on the one hand, like chesed is the lowest, it's the most earthly. and Malchus is the highest. On the other hand, after you do it, you turn it upside down, because what you're doing is Chesed is the beginning and Malchus is the permeation. Right. Is the permeation of the world. So what the diuk that we have, L'Yanenu, is Bekerev Kedoshim Tishalol, is the pshat that there comes that there's a possibility for a Talmud Chacham that it could be Mavish Bekerev. It could be Mavish Bekerev, and it becomes not articulatable. So not everything has to be said. You know, let me just say one thing to take home with you. That the Derech of the Mekubalim was to speak in very complicated ways, almost parabas. It's very difficult to understand. The Zayar, the Ari, the Ramak. It's a very interesting thing. Rav Dessler explains in the Chelik Dalad, Michtam Elio. Rav Dessler explains that a machshava, it's nefesh ruach neshama, right? But a machshava is a level of neshama. When you take a machshava and you speak it out, or you do it, so you've taken it. It's a good thing, you know. You've taken the machshava and you've brought it down to earth. However, it's a good thing. However, you've taken something which is neshama and you've made it into something gashmius. So, for instance, like if you see a beautiful sunset. So you see a beautiful sunset. It's inspiring and it's changed the way you feel, right? It's changed the way you feel. So you right away want to call your wife and say, "Look at the sunset! Isn't it beautiful?" So Rav Dessler says, Kilo, that once you do that, you've given it to her, but you lost it because now you put it into your own into the world of Gashmius. So you got to be very careful. He says not to take everything that you feel and articulate it into Dibur, because when you articulate it into Dibur, you've taken Ruchnius and you turn it into Gashmius. Unbelievable thing. So, you know, like, not everything that we feel, like, you know, so you say, well, so people say, you know, well, if I can't say it, then, you know, like, what are you feeling? You know, like, how does that make you feel? Like, there's this idea of articulating a feeling. Sometimes it's a good thing to do that, because then you can deal with it. But sometimes, so Rav Dessler says, keep it for yourself for a little while, and then tell it over to somebody else. Like, if you have a hisiris, keep it for yourself. Hold it for yourself for a little while. And that's why a lot of the Mekubalim spoke in a way of Remez, because not just because they were like difficult to understand. They didn't want to articulate it b'chol gavna. They didn't want to articulate it to a point of mamish gashmius. But to keep some of it for yourself. I do the ruchnius and let the Talmud figure it out himself. And that was always the derech kabbalah, as opposed to halacha. The halacha is meant to articulate and to bring down to the final level. So when you're talking about Shabbos, it's a very interesting thing, because the direction is becoming from articulate to unarticulate. you're going in the opposite direction, as you are in the Sheishes and Mebrachos, where you're going from inarticulate and raining it down into the world, into this world. And that's really what the Ramak is saying. That the spheres get turned upside down on Shabbos, and that's the Sheikh Adbar.
It's amazing thing in art.